So here I am, sitting next to a rogue H-bomb with 14 minutes to run on its clock. And when Alan passes me a magic marker, I draw a big fat X on its casing, because I intend to do to this bomb exactly what Brains did to his eggs, scramble it without breaking the shell. How many lenses in this model?
20. Dodecahedral layout, triangular sections. Each of them is a slab of RDX with a concave center and a barrelite alloy facing, pointing inward.
Gotcha. More chalk marks. RDX is Mondo Nasty High Explosive. Its detonation speed is measured in kilometers per second. When they blow, those explosive lenses will punch the beryllium alloy sheet inward onto a suspended sphere of plutonium about the size of a large grapefruit or a small melon. If you blow them all within a microsecond or so, the shockwave closes around the metallic core like a giant fist and squeezes. If they go off asymmetrically, instead of squeezing the plutonium until it goes bang, they squirt it harmlessly out the side. Well, harmlessly unless you're standing nearby. A slug of white-hot supercritical plutonium barreling out of a ruptured bomb casing at several hundred meters per second is not exactly fun for all the family. That puts the top half of the hemisphere about here.
Very good. What now?
Fetch a chair and some books or boxes or something. I pick up the basilisk gun and begin fiddling with it. I need to align this on the hemisphere and tape it in position. When the beryllium alloy sphere assembles, it squishes the plutonium pit inward. Plutonium is about twice as dense as lead, and fairly soft. It's a metal, warm to the touch from alpha particle decay, and it exhibits some of the weirdest heavy metal chemistry known to science. It exists in half a dozen crystalline forms between 0 and 100 Celsius. What it gets up to inside an imploding nuclear core is anybody's guess.
Chair.
Duct tape.
What next?
Get me a cordless drill, a half-inch bit, and a pair of scissors. At the core of the grapefruit, there's a hollow space, and inside the hollow, there's a pea-sized lump of weirdly shaped metal alloy, the design of which is a closely guarded secret. When the molten-hot compressed plutonium hits it, it vomits neutrons, and the neutrons in turn start a cascade reaction inside the plutonium. Every time a plutonium nucleus is hit by a neutron, it wobbles like jelly, splits in two, and emits a bunch more neutrons and a blast of gamma radiation. This happens in a unit of time called a shake, about a tenth of a thousandth of a millionth of a second, and every plutonium nucleus in the core will have been blasted into fragments within 50 shakes of the core shockwave hitting the initiator and triggering that initial neutron burst, if it collapses symmetrically. And maybe a few milliseconds later, the devil will be free to dance in our universe.